You ready, Bruce? My producer asks moments before we go live. You bet, I say. But it's a lie. I'm not ready. Not after last week's fiasco. How could I be? I check my mirror for any faults in my makeup, suck in my gut, then walk out on stage to a live studio audience. Enter music. The announcer introduces me. I glance down at my monitor and cringe. The producers make me out to be that sleazy game show host from the days of old, polyester and all. The camera cuts to me, and we're live. Alright, I'm happy to be here. Hope you are too, I say, do my best Bob Barker impression. Let's bring out this week's contestant, shall we? I'm looking at the camera, as if asking the folks at home. And then, cue the audience, let's make a deal with the devil. This contestant takes to the podium. He's a paunchy, middle-aged man, casually dressed, with broad shoulders and a generous chin. The camera follows him to the podium. Meanwhile, the audience is going berserk. Cut to me. Knock it off, I tell the audience playfully. They hush. Peter McNamara, tell us a little bit about yourself, why don't you? Cut to Peter, who's wiping his sweat-soaked forehead. Well, Bruce, back in high school, I was leading quarterbacks for the Mater Dei Monarchs. State champs, 2 years running. These days, I mostly sell insurance. Divorced, no kids, plus, saving the best for last, I'm a lifelong Chargers fan. Crowd cheers. Alright, Peter. Are you ready to make a deal with the devil? He was. Great. Then let's bring out Damien, shall we? Cue creepy music. Damien appears out of nowhere and is standing next to Peter. Tell me, Peter, I ask. Do you know the rules? Peter nods nervously, all the while glancing at the extremely tall man who appeared out of nowhere and is now standing next to him, wearing an outlandish devil suit. Great. So, Peter, tell Damien and the rest of us, what is it you most desire? Just remember, cue the audience, the devil's in the details. Peter is shaking like a leaf. His head looks like a well-polished bowling ball. Well, Bruce, he says, I've given this a lot of thought. Cut to camera 3. What I really want is a big old house on the beach, and a big old swimming pool, and a car built like a tank. The crowd agrees. Right away, I see the problem. He didn't stick to the script. What's this built like a tank nonsense? Where did that come from? Before each show, I sit down with a contestant and tell them how this works. I tell them exactly what to say, when to say it, and more important, what not to say. But the contestants always make a mistake, every week. One that ultimately costs them their lives, much to the fervour of the audience. Cut to me. My pearly white teeth are plastered across the screen. Alright then, let's ask the devil if he's willing to make a deal, shall we? Damien Carey is now towering over Peter, grinning like a used car salesman. He looms larger than life, both on and off the screen. Audiences love him. He dresses in a skin-tight red leather suit, pointed red tail, pitchfork and devil horns. But don't let this ridiculous attire fool you. It's all a distraction. Close up of Damien smiling devilishly into the camera. Well, 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 what do we have here? Damien asks in his guttural voice. Peter, is it? I don't know. You ask for so much. But then you must ask yourself, how badly do you want these things? Are you willing to give your soul? Peter would. He really, really would. Excellent, Damien sneers into the camera. Just excellent. Camera shows Peter shaking hands with the devil. I take a cautionary step backward, trying my darndest not to show fear. I don't want to end up like the previous host. Who would? I cannot let that happen to me. Not while everyone is watching. Cut to me. Well, that's just fabulous. So, cue audience. Let's make a deal with the devil. Camera zooms in on Peter, who is sweating profusely. Palms clenched, open mouth smiling. Cut to me. That's great. But tell me, Satan, what's the catch? There's always a catch. The catch is Bruce. He leers into the camera with his, "Don't tell me I didn't warn you" look. The car will be big, and it'll drive itself. Peter won't have to lift a finger. It'll be a smash. Close-up of Peter, who appears as happy as a pig in feces. I hate the next part. Damien snaps his long and crooked finger. Poof. Peter is gone. Vanished. The crowd is aghast. They think this is all TV trickery. As the camera cuts to Damien, who's licking his paws and somehow wagging his tail, I recall how the previous host died. I can't get that image out of my head. They're still trying to scrape his stains off the floor, right where I'm standing, no less. But hey, the ratings speak for themselves. Give the people what they want. Damien is doing his devil shtick, and the audience is applauding him. Millions of viewers are watching, waiting for the inevitable carnage that will soon unfold. Meanwhile, the knots in my stomach are multiplying. My left leg is shaking. I'm stone cold terrified. Cut to a beach house, where a group of partiers appear on the screen, showing off their California tans, sipping exotic drinks from colourful straws, while they lounge around a large swimming pool in skimpy outfits. Cut to Peter, who's got a drink in each hand and a cheesy grin stamped across his face. Peter has become the embodiment of the American dream, right before our eyes. The audience rages on. I shudder. My stomach fills with butterflies. I know what's coming. If I screw this next part up, I'll see my career in hell. Camera cuts to me. So, Peter, tell the audience at home, how does it feel to finally have your dream home on the beach? Cut to Peter. The girls in the background are whooping and hollering and splashing about. I'll tell you what, Bruce, he says, sipping his drink, enjoying the view. It feels great. What comes next will haunt me at night, when the lights are off and the cameras put away. Some things in life are impossible to forget, even for heartless Hollywood vampire types like myself. Cut to Damien, standing next to me, too close for comfort. Well, Peter, his voice sardonic and cruel, I can see you like the swimming pool. You do like the swimming pool, don't you? Screen shows Peter grinning ear to ear. Good. Well then, Damien says, licking his moist red lips. Let's cut to the chase. I think it's time to bring out the new car. Damien snaps his finger, and a shiny new Hummer appears in the driveway. He's standing next to it, dangling a golden set of keys. I have no idea how he does this, or where those cameras come from. I'm not allowed to ask, which is fine by me. Some things are best unknown. Zoom in on Peter, who's running arms out to the driveway, carrying his fruit-filled drinks. The audience oohs and ahs. Wide shot of Damien and Peter standing toe-to-toe in front of the Hummer. The Hummer glistens under the warm California sun. You asked for a big car, am I right? Damien asks in a bombastic voice. Yes, Damien, I did. Well, is this one big enough? Peter nods approvingly. Excellent. So, what do you say, Peter? Want to take it for a ride? Peter does. Damien snaps his finger. Suddenly, he and Peter are inside the Hummer, seatbelts and all. Peter's drinks are nowhere to be seen. People at home think this is studio trickery. It isn't. Which is one of the reasons why I'm scared to death. I don't know how I ever talked myself into this gig. Cut the dash cam inside the vehicle. Damien is outwardly pleased. He leans into the camera. Good. Because. Cue the audience. The devil's in the details. They speed off. Peter's head thrusts back as they tear out the driveway onto the busy beachside boulevard. Damien is smiling, stone-cold murder searing in his eyes. My hate for this madman is only outmatched by my fear of him. It's a good thing the camera is off me, because I'm looking like I'm about to puke. Cut to the helicopter cam. The audience watches with glee as the murder spree plays out. First, the Hummer guns down a beautiful young woman on rollerblades, blindsiding her. Her body disappears as the perilous vehicle effortlessly runs over her. Blood splashes across its shiny chrome grille, as though biting into a strawberry full of razor blades. The audience is bloodthirsty. They want more. And they'll get it. Cut the dashboard cam. Peter looks worse than I feel. He's freaking out. Damien's devil-may-care grin is stretched across his long, reddened face. You're gonna love this next part, Peter. Multiscreen with dashcam and helicam shows the Hummer veering left onto the sandy beach. One man's head gets crushed like a grape. His brains splatter across his finely chiseled chest. His left eyeball lost in the many crevices of the crimson sand, while his lifeless body lies flattened on his blood-soaked beach towel. Beside him, a figure rests in twisted ruins with tire tracks tattooed across a sun-kissed corpse. His arms dangle futilely from its socket, like a noose swaying in the breeze. The third victim is caught in the grill of the Hummer. It does a few backflips as the vehicle comes to a halt. Its body falls limply onto the warm sand and stays there, blood and body parts and suntan lotion and all. Cut to me, doing my darndest to appear casual. Incredible stuff, Damien, I say, wearing my stapled-on smile. That was one heck of a bargain you got there, Peter. Does the audience agree with me, or what? They do. Good. I hope each and every one of you at home agrees too. Cut to Damien, who's somehow back in the studio, standing at the podium next to me, twirling his long devil tail, smug as a bug on a rug. His eyes meet mine and fill me with dread. Close up of me, my leg refusing to stay still. Let's see how things are going with Peter, shall we? Wide shot of the beach. The scene is horrific. Police everywhere, trying to regulate the manic crowd who, moments ago, were enjoying a picturesque afternoon on the beach. Camera zooms in on the girl wearing the rollerblades, lying face down in a pool of blood, her neck snapped like a twig, her bleach blonde hair slathered in blood and tiny specks of brain. Multicam shows Peter from every angle as he tumbles out of the Hummer. The cops arrive in droves. They have him surrounded. Every bullet in America is pointed at him. He's crying, phlegm and snot flowing from his ruby red nose like honey from a razor's edge. The cops are giving him orders, but he doesn't seem to notice. Instead, he's fumbling for his keys, talking gibberish. His keys slip from his fingers. The audience is biting their nails. Multicam shows me, trying not to vomit. I'm holding it back as best as I can. The show's almost over, I tell myself. I can make it through this. I must. Then I'm safe. Until next week, that is. Close up of Peter reaching for his keys. And that's the last thing he'll ever do. Multicam shows Peter from every possible angle as a banquet of bullets pulverizes flesh and bone. He flounders like a bloody ragdoll as his brains explode into a million pieces like ravioli hitting a fan. Then he falls flat on his bullet-ridden face. That's the end of Peter McNamara. The audience rages on. Cut to me. I'm ghost white and shaking like a leaf. It looks like Peter got the wrong end of that bargain. Much applause. Cue music. Zoom in on Damien standing over me, squeezing my shoulder, staring down at me with a deranged smile stamped across his demonic face. My legs still twitching, my stomach still in knots. "Well, folks," I say, with as much bravado as I can muster, "be sure to tune in next week and try to have yourself a good night. I look forward to seeing you again next week on..." Cue audience. "Let's make a deal with the devil."